This is an LIC.
LIC.
LIC. Longitudinal Integrated Clerkship.
LIC.
This is an LIC Preceptor Podcast.
Motivational Interviewing in LICs, written by Dr. Joanna Drowos, Associate Chair of the Department of Integrated Medical Science and Director of the Community and Preventive Medicine Clerkship at the Charles E. Schmidt College of Medicine at Florida Atlantic University. As physicians, we often struggle to support our patients in making lifestyle changes to improve their health. Behavioral changes, such as losing weight or quitting smoking, are particularly difficult for patients, in spite of their understanding of the associated health risks and need for change. Motivational interviewing is a brief counseling technique that can effectively help patients overcome their reluctance to succeed in changing. Using this strategy, the physician does not solve the patient's problem. Rather, the goal is to help the patient resolve their ambivalence, develop momentum for a goal, so that a behavioral change can occur. Motivational interviewing has been around since the 1980s and has a strong evidence base supporting its use for alcohol and tobacco use or other lifestyle changes. Psychologist Dr. William Miller describes it as a directive, client-centered counseling style for eliciting behavior change by helping clients explore and resolve ambivalence. The idea is to redirect the conversation and stimulate a patient's willingness to change and provide the confidence for the change. This can effectively be delivered in brief sessions, roughly 5 minutes in length, and has been successful with even very resistant patients. Students within longitudinal integrated clerkships are particularly suited to engage in motivational interviewing. Motivational interviewing requires a collaborative, collegial relationship between the physician and patient. Physicians need to have empathy for patients, recognizing that resistance to change is often a result of environmental conditions rather than disagreeing with the physician. Letting go of controlling the outcome and supporting the patient's self-efficacy to be responsible for their own progress are important. Patients who identify and articulate their own goals and the intrinsic values are more likely to succeed in making changes. Many medical schools are incorporating motivational interviewing as part of the curriculum, so students may not only be familiar with the topic, they may even have practical experience in developing this skill. Based on what has already been shared about motivational interviewing, LICs provide a natural opportunity for you and your student to engage with your patients. Motivational interviewing works best when there are collaborative relationships with patients. Trust, open communication, and empathy are necessary components. The continuity with patients and preceptors over time in LICs provides the perfect environment for using motivational interviewing as a tool to improve the health of patients. First, we, as preceptors and physicians, need to learn the basics so we can role model and teach our students. Let's review the basics of motivational interviewing. The OARS, O-A-R-S, acronym offers an easy way to remember the four essential aspects of motivational interviewing. OARS stands for open-ended questions, affirmations, reflective listening, and summarize. More specifically, motivational interviewing involves 1, asking open-ended questions. Instead of questions that can be answered with a simple yes or no, for example, questions that encourage the patient to open up and share their perspective are useful with the goal of eliciting the patient's thoughts. For example, what has been going on with you since our last visit? Or, if you had the habit that you would like to change in order to improve your health, what would that be? This helps the patient originate the behavior change. 2, offer affirmations. When you review your patient's goals, express joy over their successes and express empathy when things are tough for them. Affirmations can have a greater impact in encouraging patients to continue their progress and are more effective than corrections or persuasions. Supportive statements like, you really are doing a great job, or I know this is difficult, remind me again of the goal you set for yourself can really go a long way to help patients continue their momentum. Number 3, practice reflective listening. Take the time to listen as patients express their thoughts and then report back the essence of what they have shared to help them arrive at an idea for change. As an example, if a patient expresses that they wish they didn't eat fast food so much, you can ask them whether they eat fast food often. This may cause them to explain why this is the case, perhaps getting to the root of their behavior. Responding that driving through fast food restaurants is easier and more convenient than other food options. You as the doctor can then respond, you would like to eat healthier, but you are reluctant to give up the convenience of fast food. Hearing their own statements reflected this way may lead the patient to come up with a new idea. I guess I could still pick up fast food, but maybe select healthier options from the restaurant. Reflecting back the most important information patients share can help them generate solutions that meet their priorities. Number 4, summarize the visit. Recap key points from your discussion with the patient, reinforcing the most important elements of the conversation and allow the patient to correct misunderstandings. Ending summaries with an open-ended statement that allows the patient to lay out future goals is helpful. For example, what do you think your next step should be? This allows the patient to share a specific goal, even a small one, that the patient thinks they can accomplish rather than just trying to meet. Recording the goal in the chart lets the patient know that you're going to review this at a future visit. Perhaps the medical student can review progress towards this goal between visits. Now you're ready to use motivational interviewing based on the following principles. The patient develops their own motivation to change. You can't force motivation from the outside. The patient needs to resolve their own ambivalence. A physician can't do this for them. Avoid direct persuasions to resolve ambivalence. Your role is directive in supporting the patient to resolution. Counsel quietly rather than forcefully. Focus on the patient's values, priorities, and thoughts. Remember that readiness to change is not a personality failure in your patient. Rather, it can fluctuate with environmental circumstances and interactions. Avoid serving as the expert delivering advice to your patient. Treat the therapeutic relationship as a partnership. To summarize, motivational interviewing works well for medical students working in LICs, where there is a collaborative relationship and trust between patients and their physicians. By using the ORS, O-A-R-S mnemonic, asking open-ended questions, offering affirmations, practicing reflective listening, and summarizing visits, physicians can encourage patients to resolve their ambivalence, set small achievable goals, and reward their progress on the way to larger changes, allowing you and your student to support patients in making changes that can improve their overall health. This concludes our podcast on motivational interviewing in LICs. For further reading and resources, please see E. Elizabeth, Encouraging Patients to Change Unhealthy Behaviors with Motivational Interviewing, Family Practice Management, 2011. S. Rolnick et al., What is Motivational Interviewing? Behavioral and Cognitive Psychotherapy, 1995. And W. R. Miller, Motivational Interviewing, Preparing People for Change, 2nd edition, 2002.